This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is continuing his push for an immigration bill. Today he took his message to Omaha, Nebraska.
The reason I want a comprehensive reform package is because I want whatever we do to work. And in my judgment, the definition of work is we want a border that's safe and secure. We want rule of law to prevail. And we want the American dream to flourish.
President Bush speaking this morning in Omaha. NPR's David Green is traveling with the president and sent this report.
The White House billed the president's event in Omaha as a speech focusing on how immigrants assimilate into the U.S. once they've come to the country. It's one of the more sensitive topics in the immigration debate, and as it turned out, the president didn't spend much time on it. But he did say he plans to sign an executive order today creating a new task force to expand the teaching of English, civics, and history to immigrants in the country. As part of any new immigration law, the president wants to require illegal immigrants to learn English before they could become citizens. But that issue could be moot given the climate in Congress. Conservatives in the House remain opposed to giving anyone in the country illegally a crack at citizenship. This morning, the president urged lawmakers and others to control what they say as they tackle the issue.
My admonition to people who are concerned about the immigration debate is to remember that language can send signals about who we are as a nation, that harsh, ugly rhetoric on the debate tends to divide our country, tends to forget the values that have made us great.
Mr. Bush was wrapping up a two-day trip to talk about immigration. Yesterday, he visited the U.S. Border Patrol's training academy in Artesia, New Mexico. The former governor of Texas told his audience that he felt right at home in that part of the world.
I knew I was in pretty good country when I saw all the cowboy hats, and I think I saw one guy spitting in a can.
There, Border Patrol hopefuls spend 19 weeks taking Spanish and learning law enforcement, and they go on long, sweaty runs to see if they're fit for the desert. One of Mr. Bush's goals is to have 6,000 new border agents in place by 2008, but that's no easy job for the academy. As it stands, only one of every 30 applicants is accepted into the program and graduates. To meet the president's goal, the academy would have to nearly double the number of agents they graduate each year. The president also said media reports focus too often on division in Congress, where the House and Senate have passed very different immigration bills. House conservatives remain opposed to the Senate version, which creates an avenue for citizenship for illegal aliens. One reporter asked the president whether he knows of any conservatives who are coming around. He sidestepped that question and posed another.
Well, one thing is it's conceivable you could have been asking me, how come you can't get any chamber in Congress to pass a bill? And so progress, what I'm telling the American people is that from last fall to now, we've got two bills out there. That's progress.
Once House and Senate members actually sit down to try to hash out a compromise between their two bills, the president said, he'll be able to tell whether their positions can be reconciled. David Green, NPR News, Omaha.